واحدة، وخلق منها زوجها، وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance, and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have the taqwa of Allah and don't die unless you are in a state of Islam. With no doubt that the blessings and the favor of Allah shower us right and left, by day and by night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to number the favor of Allah, the blessings of Allah, the ni'mah of Allah, you could not number them. Indeed, Allah has showered us with a lot of favors, but sometimes due to some facts that we did not pay attention to this favor and these blessings. Maybe because most of the people, if it's not all the people, have it, so you don't know that it's a blessing. We give you a simple example: the air as example, the water as example. Maybe not say the water, because some people, they barely found water even to drink. But every living human being, the air been extended to him free, no charge. But how many of us think or reflect or remember or realize that this air which we breathe is a favor and a blessing? And how many of us thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it? And the way how to breathe or to inhale this air, do you know this itself another blessing? But because the fact that everybody is breathing and everybody have no problem almost breathing, you don't think about this. You do not reflect on it. you do not thank Allah for it. But if some friend or relative having to go to the hospital and they have to put him or her on a life support and one of them to give him oxygen, to give him air to breathe or help him to breathe, now you may think, reflect that this is a ni'mah. And you've been living in it for years and years, and you've been using it by day and night, but you never said alhamdulillah for it. This is fact, brothers. This is reality, my dear respected Muslims. What I want to talk today in this khutbah is not about the ni'am of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you could not run away. You could not run away from the favor of Allah. If you close your eyes or you open your eyes, if you look to the right or to the left, you will find blessings. How you can deny it? But we want to talk in this khutbah about some of the means and the ways that will help us make us more grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the means that we reflect on the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reflection on Allah's blessings. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ هَلْ مِنْ خَالِقٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Oh mankind, remember, reflect, think, focus on the favor and the blessings of Allah. He provided for you from the heaven and the earth. Is there any other God other than Allah? Is there any other creator other than Allah? Why you giving thanks to other than Allah? Why you worshiping other than your creator? The one who created is the one who deserves to be worshipped. And if you worship other than the one who has created you, you are a transgressor and you are in darkness. اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم. هل من خالق غير الله? Is there any other creator other than Allah? يرزقكم من السماء والأرض. He provided you rizq, provision from the heaven and from the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning the heaven before the earth, because our reach is much easier and more convenient that we gather this ni'mah which on the ground. But you have no means in many cases, as example, to let the rain come down, to make the sun rise, to make the moon shining. You don't think this is ni'mah? Giving you this light, giving this heat and warm, giving you the rain. So he said he provides for you from the heaven and the earth. Is there other creator than Allah? So reflection on Allah's ni'mah, remembering Allah's favor, it will make us more grateful and make us praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ni'mah can be in a means of giving and can be a means of withholding. Allah can give you and Allah can withhold from you. And withholding can be a ni'mah. Some of the people, if Allah gives them money, it would be a means of destruction for them. If Allah makes them rich, they will transgress. If He gives them authority, they will be zalimin, and they will seek mischief in the earth. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds the authority or the wealth from you, don't see this to be a disgrace, or that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has neglected you. So thank Allah for whatever He gives you and whatever He didn't give you. because you never know if he gives you what you want, how you're going to be. And some of the people, the only remedy for them and the only cure for them to be healthy or to be wealthy or to be in authority, and if Allah put them in a different position, they could not handle it. So we have to understand the ni'mah of Allah does not always have to be by giving. And look how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the dearest person to Allah, but how much did Allah give him from this dunya? How much did Allah give the Prophet Muhammad from the dunya? So when Allah takes away from you what he gives from the dearest person to him, you better be grateful, because if it's something good, he will give it first to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam before he give it to you. He gave him the knowledge, he gave him the wahi, he gave him the revelation, he gave him the wisdom, he gave him the cure for the heart and the nafs, and the cure for the society. This is what Allah gives the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Other than this, the Prophet doesn't have a bed. He sleeps in a mat. When he wake up, the mat has trace in his side. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withhold from you, this also is a ni'mah. And also from the means that a person, if he do it, will be more grateful to Allah, that he turn to Allah, ask Allah and beg Allah to make him grateful. And look to Sulaiman alayhi salam, Prophet of Allah, and he's a king at the same time, and Allah gave him all this authority. What did he say? قَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيْهِ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهِ. It's not your brain, it's not your power. قَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي. Oh Allah, there must be an easy, oh Allah, enable me, help me to be grateful to you, to be thankful to you. So you need to appeal to Allah. You need to show your bhajan before Allah that you are faqir to Allah. And you ask him, please help me to thank you, to be grateful to be to you. So Sulaiman asked Allah, قَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ, to be grateful to your favor which you bestow in me. Nothing is easier than upon my parents. Watch out. With ordinary and that I do righteous deeds. So there's no touch can opener for the breakthrough. Because when Allah gave him, he didn't use it for the good of mankind. So when Allah gives us, it's to do a righteous deed. This is the way how you be thankful to Allah. وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا. But he said, وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَى, that I do a righteous deed that you are pleased with it. Because you may do something which appeals to the people to be righteous, but is not accepted by Allah. So you need to do something pleasing to Allah, a righteous deed, not any kind of deed. How many people make festivals? How many people give in charity? And how many people do peace and do this and call it different name, but is not accepted by Allah? وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَى. This will make you grateful to Allah, that you beg Allah to enable you to thank him. Also from the means that enable you to be grateful to Allah and thankful to Allah, that you remember while you are in this life, while you're using this favor and this blessings, that you're going to be questioned by Allah in the day of judgment about whatever you got. If it's wealth, if it's authority, if it's money, if it's knowledge, whatever that Allah has gave you, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. And indeed is, in that day, you'll be questioned about all the favors and all the blessings. And subhanallah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us about something that we are not maybe paying attention to it. يُقَالُ لِلْعَبْدِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَلَمْ أَصَحَّ لَكَ بَدَنَكَ وَأَرْوِيَكَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ الْبَارِدِ. Did I make you healthy in this life? What you going to say to Allah? And I gave you to drink from the cold water. What water are we talking about? If you go under the damn shoes, we heard about names the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never heard about. And he's the Prophet of Allah. And in every day we see a new kind of juice, mixing the orange with the apple, mixing the apples with the mango, and every day giving you a different variety of juice. And believe it or not, everything depends on taken from the water. And we, beside water, we have hundreds of things that we drink today. But you be questioned in the day of a judgment. Allah said to you, did I enable you? Did I give you a healthy body? So what is the answer? If yes, what did you do? Did I give you to drink from cold water? Brothers and sisters, we know that some countries until today, in this time of call, the 21st century, or the civilization, or the modern technology, until today, there's some people, they drink from the river. They drink from the same place where they wash their dirty clothes, and they drink from the same place. And look, we have means and ways, freezing the water, cooling the water, flavor to the water. How many of us think about the water? How many of us think when they drink water? How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Did you see this water which bring it down from the heaven? Are you the one bringing it down, or us? Answer now. Your lab, your technology, your computer. Allah asking us, this question is not the Bedouin and the Arabs 1400 years ago until today. The question is telling the Quran, are you the one who brings it down, or Allah? لو نشاء لجعلناه أجاجا. If Allah wants, He will make it salty. Why not be grateful and thankful to Allah? But how many of us think about the water? Maybe the last thing to think about. But there is no living thing except it depends on the water. Also, from the means and the ways to help the Muslim to be grateful to Allah, to understand with certainty that the shukr to the ni'mah will keep it and increase it. And disbelieving and denying and misusing the ni'mah will be a means of making it going away. يعلم الإنسان أن شكر النعمة هو طريق الزيادة والبركة وأن كفر النعمة طريق زوال هذه النعمة كما يقول الله تبارك وتعالى ولئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. If you be grateful, Allah said, if you be grateful, Allah will increase you more. He will give you more. You be more grateful, more righteous, more believing in Allah, Allah will increase His favor upon you. The moment that you forget about Allah, you forget about your Creator, you are not using the ni'mah and the blessings and what Allah created for, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take it away from you. Doesn't matter if you are individual, or a family, or a nation, or a community, Allah gives and Allah takes. He is al-mu'ti and He is al-mani'. He is the giver and He is the one who withholds. If you be grateful, I will increase my favor in you. And if you deny, i.e. you are not grateful, indeed my punishment is so severe. Also, brothers and sisters, dear respected believers, that we need to look to the ni'mah of Allah, the blessing of Allah, and to magnify it. I look to it that it's so great, even if it's little. Sometimes we think if it's not something so huge. Now we are not saying Alhamdulillah. Now we are not thanking Allah. Now we are not praising Allah. Because what? It's nothing. He only gave me $100. I can go work and understand for 1 hour. I made it was $100. No big deal. But if it's $1,000 and $5,000, now it's Alhamdulillah. You have to understand that you're so weak. That is no ni'mah can come to you by your power or your might. So even if it's $1, even if it's a quarter, is Allah send it to you because you're so weak, you could not even depend in yourself, you could not even defend your own self against a mosquito. A mosquito can kill you in a second. A mosquito can kill you. So you're so weak. So why are you not grateful to what Allah gave you? Because it's little? No, look to the one who has given it to you. And look also that others, you did not have what you have. And look also that what did you do to deserve this? How many years you've been Muslim? How many salah? How many times you went to the mosque? How many times did you help the poor? If you count this and put it again, it's one of Allah's blessings. Is nothing. So we have to acknowledge Allah's favor upon us. And we see the ni'mah. And be grateful to the blessings. Even if it looked to us like something so small. Because you did not bring it. You did not brought it to yourself. Allah brought it to you. What did you do to bring such a ni'mah and such a blessing for yourself? Allah gave it to you. So when we see the ni'mah, we need to think about the giver of the ni'mah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that His mercy that He sent it to you. Only because of the time, I like to mention this last point from the means and ways to help us to be grateful, that look to those who have less than you. Never look to those who have more than you. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us in the hadith, انظروا إلى من هو أسفل منكم ولا تنظروا إلى من هو فوقكم فإنه أجدر ألا تذروا نعمة الله عليكم. Look to those who have less than you. Never look to those who have more than you. When you look to those who have more than you, you're never going to be grateful. You're never going to be thankful. But look to those who have less than you. Now you will see the difference. I have more than him. Now I have more than him. If you're handicapped, if you have one leg, look to a person who has no legs. If you drive in a car and you drive, look to a person who's on a bike, or look to a person who's standing there by the bus station. Now when you stand on the bus station, you are not grateful to Allah that you have 50 cents, 75 cents, a dollar to take the bus. Look to the person who asking you, you have a 50 cent, can I to take the bus? Maybe you are not giving to him and maybe he has to walk. So you can see yourself, you have 50 cents. You can stand on your feet, you can wait for the bus. You are in a blessings. But if you always look into those who driving Mercedes Benz 2007, you're never going to be thankful to the car you got. You're never going to be thankful to the bike you got. You're never going to be thankful to the 2 feet that you walk in ibadah to Allah, in closeness to Allah, in carrying the command of Allah, in following the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he been told, why you doing all this, O Prophet of Allah? And Allah has forgiven for you all your sins. What did he say? أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Shouldn't I be a grateful slave to Almighty Allah? If Allah gave me, if Allah forgive me, I should show more gratitude in the worshiping of Allah. أَلَمْ يَشْهَدْكَ حَكِيمًا فَآوَى وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًّا فَهَدَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَادِلًا فَأَغْنَى فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. As we stated before, brothers and sisters, many times that this Islam is about bringing the Muslims together. Muslims need to be united. Muslims need to get together and spend time together. And this is something pleasing to Allah. And we mentioned before in many khutbah that we have established program to enable us to bring about more brotherhood and sisterhood among ourselves. And we had requested all of you that you make some kind of sacrifice, because getting together in salah, for the fasting, for the worship of Allah, learning the deen, this is part of the deen. And Allah wants us to get to know each other, to get to know each other, and help one another, and to get to be with one another. Therefore, like I reminded you before, that the first Saturday of every month, we have a social gathering. And we have a program here. It may bring more about unity among ourselves and understanding among ourselves. So I'm reminding you today that tomorrow, inshallah, is the first Saturday of the month. Our program starts from Asr until Isha. We sit and talk with each other, informer, and everybody discuss whatever he like. We listen from each other. We have a lecture, we have a dinner. In addition to this, tomorrow also we have the CIC, Carolina Islamic Council, where the Imams and other Muslims come from South Carolina and North Carolina, and they gather. We have 3 lectures. We have breakfast, we have lunch, we have dinner. And after each salah, we have one of the Imams give a lecture. So alhamdulillah, look to the blessings of Allah. Alhamdulillah, in our mosque, we're going to be the host for tomorrow. We're going to be the host for tomorrow. We ask you that you take part of what is going in the mosque. Bring your family, bring your children, meet other Muslims, sit with other Imams, try to learn more about your deen. This is something very important. Brotherhood, sisterhood is not going to come from the sky. We have to create it. We have to spend time. And we have to talk to each other and get to know each other for us to be able to do this. So I'm inviting you that tomorrow, inshallah, even those who would like to come to spend the night tonight, some of the Imams that arrive tonight, inshallah, you can sit and talk with them. And we have Salat al-Fajr, and after Fajr, inshallah, we have the first lecture. And after Dhuhr, we have the second lecture. After Asr, we have the third lecture. And still, our social gathering going to continue. We're going to have the lecture also, inshallah. So please, brothers and sisters, try to be part of it. I'm not asking for your money, your food, anything. But if you want to do so, alhamdulillah, you can talk with Brother Munir. He's in charge of disturbing the duty and receiving any donation for this purpose. But we ask in your presence more than anything else. We ask you to be part of what is going in the mosque. This is something very important, inshallah. In addition to this, Sunday we have the Super Sunday for the weekend of Islamic school. So this also we inviting you that you be part of it. Inshallah, brothers, like I said, we have to spend time together. We have to sit and eat together. We have to discuss things together. This is something for our own soul. Once a month is not too much. We are not asking you for 24 hours. We are asking you for half day every month. Also, I would like to remind those who are going for Hajj, or even if you want to participate, that we're going to start the workshop for Hajj. Doesn't matter if you're going with my group or you're going for any other group. Tuesday after Salat al-Isha, inshallah, will be the first Hajj workshop. This Tuesday coming and the next Tuesday. So if anybody wants, inshallah, to attend, it's going to be Tuesday. So with this note, inshallah, I close today, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us grateful and thankful to His favor and His blessings. Now I have a last comment here, I about to forget it, and it's so amazing that last week I was not here, but for some of you who don't know, that was a Thanksgiving weekend, was the Eid al-Shukr. Although that we as Muslims, we did not have a Thanksgiving day, because we Muslims, when I started the khutbah, I say what the Prophet used to say, Inna alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah. We are a nation of praise. You wake up in the morning and say, Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatan. Praise to Allah who has revived us after our death. So you found the Muslim every day, every second, he's thanking Allah. But the strange thing that some Muslims and some organizations and some imams, I don't know what they're doing, but even they have no shame to put this in newspaper, say that the first time Muslims, Jews and Christians celebrating Thanksgiving together. And guess what? One person is supposed to be imam, and he led the prayer in a church. Because we have to be very careful. We don't want to go extreme in anything, okay? Don't go all the way to the right, don't go to the left. We are not asking you, because somebody, Christian or a Jew, go, put fear in their hearts, scare them, kill them. We are not asking you this. But at the same time, you have to understand, Allah is saying, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَابَدُ. There's no way we are not worshiping the same God. We are not worshiping in the same manner. How Imam or how Muslim can go and celebrate? Celebrate what? How do you celebrate? How can be a common celebration? A celebration in Islam, they have a means and ways and how. How a Muslim can go eat in Turkey with non-Muslims. How a Muslim can sit in a gathering, men and women, laughing and socializing together. How a Muslim can be in a place, people drinking wine. Is this the way you're thanking God? Doesn't matter if you're a Christian or a Muslim. Thanking God by doing the haram, the forbidden things. And after this, the worst thing, now when you say such organization, put in the newspaper that Imam so-and-so led the prayer in the church for the Thanksgiving. This is not Islam, my brothers. This is not Islam, my sisters. Yes, we live in America. We are not telling you go and harm the people of America. But there is a way of living. There is a way of ibadah. There is a way of behavior. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a way for us how to celebrate. We are not. And you remember, I had put this fatwa by Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahmatullah alayhi for a long time in the bulletin board about some people saying Merry Christmas to the non-Muslim. We do things sometimes can lead us to kufr. It can take you out of Islam. Be careful. Be careful. So these things that we are talking about, it shouldn't be. People being in a gathering with music is playing, wine is drinking, half-naked women, and after this, you go to lead the prayer. You lead it in whose name? In Allah's name or in Jesus' name? Tell me, Mr. Imam. I don't know what is going on. So it's not because we are in America. We're going to dilute our religion. We have a principle that we stand for. If we are in America, in China, or even if you are in the moon, you still have the principles that you live by. You could not mix. Otherwise, why all these Muslims, these new brothers and new sisters who took shahada, why are they taking shahada? If Christianity and Islam and Judaism and Buddhism, everything is the way to God. So So what is the big deal that we have this headache learning about Islam and after this somebody taking shahada became a Muslim? So there's no need for it. There's no need. And once I pray, I can go to church, I can go to synagogue, I can go wherever I want. We have something called a mosque. We have something called adhan. We have something called Eid al-Adha. We have something called Eid al-Fitr. We have something called fasting. Our fasting is not their fasting. Our Eid is not their Eid. Neither is their celebration our celebration. And Allah made it clear in Quran. Now you're going to listen to such a mother organization? You're going to read, brother, but who's in the newspaper? So what? Oh, brother, was it the CNN? So what? Quran, the Sunnah of the Prophet. This is our criterion. This is what we go by. I remind myself and you by saying, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَالْيَدِينَ. You have your own way of worship, and I have my own way of worship. In the day of the judgment, we'll be brought before Allah, and He will judge between us. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه.